Hey y'all, welcome back to Food for America, and thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Maya, and today I'm going to be talking about Michael Pollan's fresh book, The Omnivore's Dilemma. But before we jump in, our sponsor for this podcast is Whole Greens, a wonderful grocery store where you can buy everything from jumbo jars of cheese balls to lettuce picked practically yesterday. The prices are low, so don't be slow and come on down to Whole Greens. Now back to the podcast. Let's talk about the book. Michael Pollan is a nutrition genius, and in his now very favorite book, he describes America's eating problem. And he talks about the food chains that occur most frequently in the United States. There is the industrial food chain, industrial organic, local sustainable, and hunter-gatherer. Pollan illustrates the pros and cons of all of these food chains, and this directs me to the central point of this podcast. What food chain would adequately feed all of America? This is an immeasurable question. The industrial food chain is cheap, but the conditions that the animals are kept in are cruel and inhumane. The industrial organic food chain is most certainly a different story. Although some of the elements are different, some methods are still the same as the industrial. This is most commonly the best for a family. It supplies healthy and filling foods. Local sustainable foods are most supplementary to a healthy diet. I recommend going to a farmer's market for the best fruits and vegetables. The hunter-gatherer food chain definitely requires determination and time. If you feel like going out with a shotgun for 4 hours or more and eating it on the same day, then this is definitely the food chain for you. Nevertheless, this food chain can be very detrimental to the environmental balance of the world because of overhunting. Let's go back to the industrial organic food chain and why it is the best one. Americans are all very different, so we need a diet that will feed us and we will remain satisfied. The industrial organic food chain is not only good for the environment, but it is also good for your health. As Michael Pollan describes it as being a healthy, well-rounded choice for a meal or two, you can go to your local grocery store and buy fresh foods and organic fruit. That is why the organic food chain is best, because it is good for everyone either way. Now, let's touch on the term organic. Organic, by definition, is of food or farming methods produced or involving production without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, or other artificial agents. Organic foods started coming out in the 20th century, and people started to grasp on it. Here's a fun fact for you. The Organic Food Production Act of 1990 required that the USDA develop national standards for organic products, and the final rule establishing the NOP was first published in the Federal Register in 2000 and is codified in the Code of Federal Regulations at 7 CFR 205. However, the organic food chain isn't all sunshine and rainbows. Organic foods are beginning to appear more on shelves, and it's easy to go out and buy some good, fresh food for your family. But the food can be very pricey, and it can also not occur everywhere. Also, sometimes farmers use secret chemical fertilizers that seem worse than conventional ones. In addition to the fertilizer situation, natural fertilizers such as manure can carry E. coli onto vegetables and fruits, which is why you should always wash your vegetables and your fruits before you eat them. But in conclusion, the industrial organic food chain gives you the best and healthiest options. Skip the fast food and grab an apple or two. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.